Good afternoon, everybody. It's good to see you all here. Before we open up for questions, I'd like to just talk about a few things that we're thinking about what's going on in our industry. You know, despite everything, we have a great classic going on here this week. We have 1,000 new attendees at our conference. We have broken many records, and so we're very excited about that. We just want to talk about where we are today as compared to last year. You know, in some respects, we're in the same place we were. At this time last year, as growers, we were all anticipating planting a bumper crop on many million acres and having enough corn to supply all the needs of all our customers, whether it be livestock, the ethanol industry, and growing our exports. And we also at that time were really optimistic about starting the process of a farm bill and getting that through the Senate and the House. And we started out with a bang, did the testimony in the House and Senate, and got it passed. And then all of a sudden we hit a brick wall. So that's where we find ourselves today. Back home on the farm, there are still a lot of farmers who are looking at continued drought this year. It has lessened west, east of the Mississippi, and is more prevalent in the west, but we're still dealing with that issue. We've had some demand destruction. And then, of course, in D.C., we're dealing with what is going on and what is not going on, especially with the Farm Bill. So we are really still hopeful. Our farmers, the theme of our annual report is the strength and resilience of our farmers. And you can pick that report up at the media center or at our trade show booth. We do have a farm bill extension, not what we wanted to see. We still are really pushing for a five-year comprehensive farm bill. This last year with the drought certainly showed us how crop insurance is so important to us and is a cornerstone of risk management and can provide stability, and especially for our young farmers. We know that times are tough with our national economy, and we talked about that when we were dealing with our policy development even 2 years ago and talked about how can we best use finite resources of the government and our taxpayers for what farmers really need in times when we need it the most. When it comes to building and growing our markets, as I said, we've had demand destruction. We hope to plant a really great corn crop this year and to get some of that back. We do see or continue to see now the renewable fuel standard under attack and also the E15 blend under attack. And we will not let these attacks stand. We know that supply and demand, corn growers have always worked on with our association keeping supply and demand on a parallel track, because we know our potential to produce is very great, and we know that we have to continue to build that demand. So we are trying to connect more with our audience and with constituents through our communication programs, whether it's with U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance or Common Ground or a NASCAR project, and our Corn Farmers Coalition, who is working in D.C. So with that, I just want to thank you all for telling our story, helping us do a better job of telling our story, and asking us really good questions that make us think.